from being fixed on the temporal, we find our minds going to things eternal. We're developing a captivated heart, and we say with the hymn writer, "The bride eyes not her garment, but her dear bridegroom's face." Our attention is no longer on ourselves, but on him. Beholding him, we're becoming like him. Resting in the secret place, we're developing a single eye, looking only unto Jesus. We are persuaded. The I am is with me. He's here. He's for me. No matter how it feels or what life throws at me, he's here. He's near. He's for me, not against me. Always, ever, only. And we know it and we revel in it. And we echo the hymn writer when he says, "How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say to you than he has said? You unto Jesus for refuge have fled. Fear not, he is with thee. Oh, be not dismayed, for he is thy God and will still give thee aid. He'll strengthen thee, help thee, and cause thee to stand upheld by his righteous, omnipotent hand. In every condition, in sickness, in health, in poverty's vale or abounding in wealth, at home and abroad, on the land, on the sea, as thy days may demand, shall thy strength ever be. When through deep waters he calls thee to go, the rivers of grief shall not thee overflow, for he will be with thee in trouble to bless and sanctify to thee thy deepest distress. When through fiery trials thy pathway shall lie, his grace all-sufficient shall be thy supply. The flame shall not hurt thee, his only design, thy dross to consume and thy gold to refine. The soul that on Jesus has lent for repose, he will not desert to its foes. That soul, though all hell should endeavour to shake, he'll never, no never, no never forsake." Selah.